like a little less than a month away. And, Kari, we'll work with you on the agenda as well. And we may have just a carved-out portion with just with our management and their management as business partners of ours. But then we want to fold in the make a connection with the TS Alliance. Which right now, I think one of the gaps I've heard is it's been very difficult to get somebody at Credo to have a connection, and that's one of the goals of the meeting is to get to know the TS Alliance, your mission, your cause, but also you can represent, I think, the community in a different way than we can. So we're really, really looking forward to that meeting and the partnership with you guys, Kari, on the TS Alliance.
Thank you very much for that, Mike. We have the old survey results, too, that we collected that CBS found extremely helpful when we met with them that we can bring in and summarize for a Credo as well. But the other thing we could do, Mike, in preparation for that meeting, and let me know what you think of this, is, Robin, perhaps you can help me collect stories from the private page you and I are on Facebook, where a lot of these issues are illuminated. Those are the best ways I know
absolutely
to look forward to a Credo, just some very specific instances where people would be willing to share where they've had frustrations so that I can best represent the community. Does that sound okay, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And Robin, if you can help me with that, because I'm always respectful that private page is really for...
No problem. I'll do that. That's
perfect.
That's easy. The other thing, this is sort of a side but related issue, is this situation also happens with a Finitor. Not as much, but it does happen. So it's not specific to, I think it's just part of it is specific to a specialty pharmacy process. So this, I guess, meeting, whatever, with a Credo also will help that.
Yeah, when we met, and Mike, just, for background information, when we met with CVS, we did talk about both. It seems that most of the issues have been with Sabril.
Correct.
But there are some instances where people have had challenges with Afinitor, and there are cases where some folks are on both drugs. And at CVS,
right.
One of the things that happen is they'd have to go to one kind of department within the specialty pharmacy for Sabril and go to another place for Afinitor. One of the things CVS has tried to do is kind of create a TSC department so that folks can have both of their drug needs.
That would be terrific because, and it's just, God willing, more situations like this, I don't know how to explain it. Perhaps there might be more drugs that are specialty pharmacy drugs, so it just may, it's good to have a good process.
Right. So where I feel like Mike, you bringing me in, We'll concentrate mainly on Sabril, but I can
right.
also just touch on the issues that we've experienced with Afinitor as well, since that, and the fact that some of our patients are on both.
That's great. I think it's perfect in terms of, we want to educate on the disease state a little bit and ensure that they understand that this is not a proton pump inhibitor or some sort of chronic medication and just kind of the urgency to treat early with this disease state. And it applies across medications. And if you've experienced other issues with other medications, I think it's fair to bring out.
Okay, great. Very much appreciated. Thank you. Anything else on a Credo or questions? Thank you, Robin, for your help. Mike, thank you and your team for getting that set up. I'm looking forward to spending some time with you. And as you have, obviously, that agenda more hammered out, send me, the pieces that you want me to be part of. If you guys are going to be having some management-to-management time first, like what timing you want me to be there.
Yeah, and I envision we'll do a separate call, Kari, just to walk through the agenda and ideas and co-develop that, and we'll figure out timing. But right now I think we're scheduled from, we got a block of time from 1 to 4 p.m., and then we just need to determine, maybe up front we can do their management piece and then have you come in to work on solutions for Sabril, and then you can, you know, represent the community and, again, make that connection that we want you to have.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Robin, do you want to take the action item in number 3, educating the community?
Sure. I had been working on the process document. I worked on a little. I have some things I sort of like to go over, maybe work with somebody from one of the pharmacies just to get the exact details down, because some of it is even a mystery to me how things go back and forth.
Great.
So I can send it out and share you what I have so far, but I think it needs a little more work.
Okay. And maybe that's where our contact from CVS could be
Correct.
Really helpful.
Correct.
And one of our contacts at CVS used to be at Accredo, so he might also be able to shed some light on the processes that are at Accredo as well.
Right, and I think it would be real, but while I was writing it, I was really thinking that it's best to have a collaborative process on this because everybody knows their specific part, but this document is really the whole of the part.
So it sounds like a next step would be maybe, Robin, when you're at a place where you feel comfortable, that an action item would be that we share that document with the different partners to offer their perspective.
That's
perfect.
That would be good.
Great. I'm taking notes. Okay. So Joanne's got that. Mike, any thoughts on that?
I think it sounds great from my vantage point.
Okay. Perfect. The fourth action item was to research what was done, what specialty pharmacies, HIV drugs do, and I have to be honest with you, we have not, in our march on Capitol Hill on some of the things that have been happening with the ACA, that's kind of where our focus has been the last few weeks, so I apologize for that. I'm going to ask Joanne now that she's got a couple of things almost behind her, if she can look into that. Action item number 4, which is what are the specialty pharmacies that allocate HIV drugs as delivery systems, or how do they do that? That was an action item that was brought up on the last call that will be a holdover.
I will say I took an informal poll of my nurse educator friends that have worked in that space, and they actually told me when the medications were on limited distribution, this type of thing happened on a regular basis, and it has gotten better since they've widened the distribution.
Okay.
So it certainly was not scientific. I just know some people that worked in that, and they're like, oh, yeah, that happened all the time, but now it just suddenly doesn't happen as much. So who knows? You know, I don't know, but they did, you know, and I do know from my own work that this kind of thing it definitely happens.
That's really helpful to know. And, you know, maybe, and I think with the REMS, it makes it a little difficult in this space. Mike, you might be able to talk about a little bit around Vigabatrin. I don't really know a lot about HIV, if there were heavy REMS when those drugs first came out.
No, I don't think there was REMS. I think the REMS really makes a new, an extra layer of situations.
Yeah, I actually, early in my career, worked on HIV meds a long, long time ago, and I think there was such a intense pressure to get the meds out, and I'm not an expert by any means. But, you know, the REMS for Sabril originally was very challenging, as we all know. It's definitely made it easier to gain access from a prescriber perspective. There's still a lot of hoops and hurdles to go through. At the same time, it's less stringent than it was before in terms of, like, the paperwork process. The risk has always remained the same in terms of Sabril, in terms of the risk of vision loss and the safety concerns there. So that hasn't really ever gone away, and it still remains in our package insert. But it's hard to tell what other drugs that I don't have awareness have had other challenging issues that might be good analogies, for example. So.
But it sounds like as time has gone on and the paperwork has lessened, access has gotten better in terms on that end. The delivery might still be, you know, that's where building these relationships with specialty pharmacies is important, obviously.
No doubt about it. I think the relationships building and understanding and getting better service at the end of the day is kind of what we heard in communication between the pharmacies is a critical step. And I think what you guys are doing and taking the charge and the lead on that is really great, because I think it's needed in the system, especially for these rare diseases. We prefer not to have anybody obviously fall through the cracks, so to speak.
Thank you, Mike. The last point was just maintaining our current communication tree for involving CS Alliance staff and handling individual or urgent issues with vigabatrin. And I think, Robin, correct me if I'm wrong, this has settled down just a little bit from January when the new kind of insurance year started. I've seen it kind of settle in a little bit better. I know there have been instances where I've had to step in, but not as frequently as in January. At least that's what I've noticed. Okay, so in terms of action items, Mike, you and your team are going to review the best practices sheet and get back to us with any updates you may have. You and I, Mike, will set up a call to walk through the agenda with Accredo. Robin, you're going to help collect those patient caregiver stories that can be shared with Accredo. In terms of the community, Robin's going to work with the community team in finishing up the process document, and then we'll send to the TS Alliance to distribute to our contacts at specialty pharmacies. Mike, your team, to take a look at, get everybody's input before that's finalized. That is one of the educational tools and kind of the most urgent. We all agreed when we had a sub-call that a webinar this summer followed by community meetings in the fall might be a really good process for educating the community and getting out timely information just to keep you guys in the loop as well. In terms of delivery system of HIV drugs or the like, we'll still do our due diligence and look into that, and we'll sign that to Joanne. And then maintaining our current communication tree obviously has to do with building this new communication with Accredo. So that's awesome. Do you guys want to set up a next meeting date, perhaps in May, after we do our meeting at Accredo? Would that be helpful?
That would be a good time.
That works for us, too.
Okay. And let's see. Does something like May 1st or 3rd work for you guys?
Should be fine as of now. Why don't you have Dina send out one of those
meeting
things?
Okay. Great.
Those just look good for us, Kari.
Okay, the 1st or the 3rd. And we'll have Dina send out a couple of times on those two dates, and then we can report back on how we're progressing. Even if it's a half hour, I always feel like if you have your action items and you're reporting back, there's some accountability to the group that things tend to progress, which is awesome. Perfect. Well, Mike, Rachel, thank you so much for your time. Robin, as always, thanks for being the voice of the community on this call. We're extremely grateful. If you guys think of anything else, please let me know, and we'll just keep this process moving forward. Any closing thoughts, anybody?
No, I just want to thank you again for allowing us to join the call and look forward to next steps as well with Accredo on our end.
Sounds great.
Awesome.
Okay.
Take care,
thank you guys
everybody.
So much.
Stay
Have
free.
A nice day. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.